All right, Strutty's on the line.
So, well, can we confirm or deny?
I don't know. Play the tape by
this
Barry
guy.
Trotz.
I can't confirm or deny.
I can't confirm or deny that our buddy Jason Strudwick is
this
on the line.
Because he bailed the last time we were supposed to have.
What was it, about 10 days ago?
Oh, yeah, not even, I don't
he
think.
He was probably flushed getting a skullet cut.
What's the explanation for last week, Strutty?
You know, I felt badly. I was in a pretty intense workout. I was working through my thousand squats. Cause I know you three guys don't do any. I've seen your bodies. So I was trying to do it for all of us. And I apologize. I missed it, boys. I was trying to make you better.
Well, you didn't. You didn't make us better. We're worse. Yeah. Believe me. If you looked at the bodies today, you haven't seen us in a couple of years.
Yeah, you haven't seen my legs. I need to get on and do some squats. But I've seen your legs, and I'm surprised that you even use the word squats because you've got the chicken legs.
Well, they're like a thoroughbred, like a horse. Horses don't have big, strong legs. They have very strong legs, but they're not big. You don't need that mass. You need speed. And that's what I've got in these bad boys, like a quick little thoroughbred. More like a pony, maybe, than a big horse, but still quite quick and agile.
What, was anyone scoping your frame out during the workout or just by yourself?
Well, that's the hard part. I have to actually go into a private gym because people can get distracted. You know, it's not fair. I mean, I'm like, focus on your own thing. I don't need another spot, lady. I'm fine. I don't need you to spot me. I got it. And I've actually had to resort to wearing sweatpants to the gym. Yeah. Kind of like you, O-Dog.
That's right. The strutty squats.
It's a tough pill to swallow when you got to resort to sweatpants.
Yeah.
Well, just to hide the buns. You know, I can't show the buns off.
Well, what's up with your team out there, man? Are they starting to feel it? They got another win last night. They're still 7 points out of the playoffs, but are people starting to believe in Edmonton or what?
Well, there's two ways to look at it. First off, I've been on teams that, you know, they were playing up the stretch, and it's awful. I mean, it's not fun. No one enjoys it. But as long as there's that glimmer of hope, you're still engaged. You know, and they do have a very slight glimmer. I haven't looked at the updated percentages today, but you know, they have a glimmer, and that gets you guys, the group, engaged and going. And now you have guys like Zach Kassian contributing. You have Koskinen, who's making a lot of big saves for the Oilers. You've got a guy like Andre Sequeira, who's come back, and I think he's played 8 or 9 games, and he's kind of solidified that third pairing and got Matt Benning kind of calmed down and playing well, and the defense looks a little more organized now. So, and even Sam Gagner traded him for Ryan Spooner. He's come in, and he created a big opportunity last night for Chase on to score a goal. So you've kind of got these pieces have come together that are kind of, you wouldn't think, oh my God, look, we just got Mark Stone or you just got Duchesne, but you've got pieces that have kind of, maybe the sum of them are collect more, add up to more than just individual parts, and they're getting it done. And it's good to keep this team engaged, because if it doesn't, then you just fall off the map and you got guys just, you know, diving for the exits.
So do you have Hitch tomorrow in front of the media in Edmonton and the media in Toronto saying that McDavid's going to be a beast and all of that, because that's what he was saying. And I think a lot of people believed it. He was coming off of a 2-game suspension going home to Toronto. And I think that was his worst game probably that I've seen him play.
He was not
in
good.
Weeks. I mean, maybe even longer, because he's such a dominant player. I don't know if he wanted it too much. He just put too much pressure on himself. But, you know, I've watched all the games. Like, even last night's game, that pass to Kassian, that, I don't know if you guys saw it, a little shake-and-bake play was ridiculous at high rate. But, you know, is Hitch still kind of firing out these, like, comments to kind of put pressure on the guys, or is he taking a step back?
Well, I mean, first off, it's hard to play in the shadow of Marner and Matthews. I mean, that'd be hard for any player to come into Toronto and have to deal with that. But if we want to move past that, you move into the situation where, you know, where Connor's a proud guy, you know, and I don't know that a guy like Connor McDavid needs his coach to tell him, you know, or to try to prod him through the media or to get him going to go. I mean, Connor McDavid's one of those, and it is rare, you know, a guy who is exceptionally talented, but exceptionally motivated. And, you know, we saw a guy in Joe McGinley his jersey retired last Saturday, and I saw Noodles. I'm glad they put you in the back row. They didn't want to lose too many viewers. But when you get up to a guy like that, where they have the combined effort and that skill, you really get something special. And so you don't need to prod a guy like Connor McDavid. There are other guys I think you have to push and maybe, you know, play some games with, but not a guy like Connor McDavid. So, you know, I think that tomorrow, Connor knows where he's at. He's very self-aware of where his game's at, how he's played. And coming off a 2-game suspension is easy, especially when there's a lot of practice time, no matter how good you are. So So I do think tomorrow we'll see a Connor McDavid that is more in line with what, you know, people who watch him regularly kind of understand and expect from him on a nightly basis.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like how we feel about Andreas Janssen in Toronto, who probably going to be up for the call there, Strutty. You forgot to mention his shadow. And Kasperi Kapanen. There's a bunch of players in Toronto that are going to cast a shadow in Edmonton tomorrow night. 5 p.m. local start. I mean, what are people in Edmonton saying about that? Toronto rolls into town. We always goof on Vancouver. We've been doing it for a decade because Toronto rolls in, and it's like, well, guys like Hayes back home, they've got a routine on a Saturday night. They can't have that bothered. How do the locals feel about a 5 p.m. local start tomorrow night?
Well, first off, I want to apologize for not, congratulating you on a great hashtag Toronto day. That was really special to have that. Just was that yesterday or 2 days ago, and I should have made that earlier.
The Tavares Day in TO, is that what you're talking about?
Oh, it was a beautiful hashtag. Wasn't it Toronto Day yesterday? Hashtag Toronto Day?
No, it was Toronto's birthday, you idiot.
That's right. Yeah. 185 years we've been around.
Is that what it was? I didn't even pay attention. Yeah. I did see that there
Edmonton's
was.
Edmonton's 7 years old.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it's great to celebrate. 185, that's unbelievable. Just so much greatness has poured out of that city into the rest of the country.
That's right.
But you know what? We love bending the knee to you guys. You know, whatever time you want to play the game, just let us know. If it'd be more convenient, maybe all the Maple Leafs games should just be at home. So that they don't have to leave. That everyone can just watch the games from the comfort of their home, and Hayes can get into his rocking chair and just get comfortable, and you'll be petting the cat. And I don't know what you do when you watch the games, but I think that whatever works out best for Toronto, we're happy to make that happen out here in Western Canada.
Well, that's good to hear. That should be the case.
Yeah. Well, you are. I will say this, Strud. You are going to get an angry Maple Leaf team. They left a point on the table the other day. They well rested, and I don't believe in today's game that the Roxy is giving points away anymore, because I can't see even though that the Leafs stayed in Vancouver for two nights.
They're still there. They're flying in today.
I don't think you're going to get Roxy legs. You're going to get probably the best of the Leafs, and that's going to be a challenge for the Oilers, and that really is going to test the depth. I mean, Hitch has that team playing well, but you know, you have to be honest, when you're going against a team that has that type of depth, you're going to need great goaltending, you're going to need, you know, that shutdown defense, all of that type of stuff. And to me, you have to be on high alert. I mean, is that the rumblings around Edmonton? You got to be realistic, because they are a very good team.
Well, you know, there's no doubt. I mean, Toronto, I mean, I hate to say this, but it's a fun team to watch. I do get to see them play. You know, we do have the TV out here, and we get to watch them play, and they are a good group. But when for the Edmonton Oilers, I had this conversation with a friend today. It's a real dangerous time, I think, for this organization, because you have guys that are playing well at this time, kind of in this, you know, quote unquote stretch dive. But, you know, I don't think it should change the course of what needs to be done to this roster into the offseason, into next year. So, you know, having Cassian play well right now is fantastic. And he's a guy that, you know, he's a wild card out there. He's hitting. That was a nice play last night to drive the net and have a stick on the ice and tap at 5-hole. And those are all good plays. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily make him a top 6 forward for your team next year. You have to understand where he's put. Even, you know, a young guy, Josh Curry, who talk about putting pressure on. Why doesn't he just wear 99? He's wearing 43 for the Oilers. That puts a lot of pressure on a guy. But he's out there, and, you know, he's contributing in his way, but does that mean he's a guy in the team next year? So I think it's a real dangerous time for the Edmonton Oilers organization, even though they don't have a GM, to overvalue what this time means. It cannot change what needs to be adjusted as you go into the offseason.
Well, enjoy tomorrow night, Strutty. We always appreciate you finding some time for us. And
what number did you wear for the Oilers?
About 43.
Yeah, that's so why Josh Curry's under so much duress.
Well, he's under pressure. Could you imagine? I mean, like, when he rolled out, I'm like, wow, I'm quite honored, you know, that he must have been a big fan.
Well, that explains why Kadri is returning for tomorrow night's game.
Yeah.
He's got to wear number 43 in that building.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to raise it to the rafters tomorrow.
You know what? I love the way Kadri plays. But, you know, it's funny. We were talking about on the show there, like, the greatest number 43s. And it was Kadri, Patrice Brisebois, and Josh Curry. It was, like, in the top 10. So not a lot of people wore that number.
Did you make it?
Were you 11th, or where were you at?
Well, I don't want, listen, you guys can make your own list. I know you guys love making lists on your Mail It In Friday. You got not much else going on.
Right. Yeah, we're doing that at 5:30, actually, prime time.
You know what? We should steal that question and find out the best 43s in the game of hockey.
I couldn't name four.
Well, I know. Well, didn't you wear 34? I thought you wore 34.
I did, and then so I arrived here, and Fernando Pisani was wearing 34, and I challenged him. I said, let's go out. I'm not just going to take it from you like I know I can. It's my right. You know, I'll take it, but I won't. I'll play the game of golf. And he chickened out. The guy wouldn't have it.
Oh.
Well, that's a shame. Mm-hmm. Well, you listen.
And he got SARS.
Number 43. Yeah. You wore it with pride. You wore it with pride.
Well, it wasn't a great number, but you wear what you get. Whatever. Yeah, you can't see it. You're skating around out there.
That's right. Well, enjoy it tomorrow night, Strutty.
Look at it.
We'll do it again soon.
Well,
thank you,
pleasure.
Buddy.
5 o'clock. I'll have a nap so I can watch the game early.
You got it, man. Take it deep tomorrow night for us. There's Jason Strudwick from TSN Radio in Edmonton.